Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind, how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or bad, so we need to keep good things on our mind. A podcast where we talk about how impactful we can be on others when we're having a good day, because when we're having a good day, other people will see that and have a good day in turn. And where we talk about positive Christian mindset, being positive because we're Christians, and that mindset should be our constant operation. We should always operate in the things that make us positive and kind. Now, there's going to be times where we lament. Well, there's going to be times where we have a rough part of life, and that's totally fine. So I want to talk about how we can treat ourselves when we fail, when we mess up, and when we, you know, don't do what's right all the time. Because sometimes it's hard, man. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I've been in the case where literally I feel like Paul when he said, "Why do I do the things I hate? Why do I do the things that I just can't stand?" And you know, I used to see it as we would have to just earn and earn and earn and earn, and then we'd mess up and just start back over again. Well, God has worked on me. God has met me where I am and helped me understand that there's grace for that. There's grace for our mess ups. There's grace for our times where we're struggling and we just don't know what to do. We can turn to Him. We can trust Him. Think about Jesus and the people He hung out with. He hung out with the people who needed help, who needed to see a way out. And that way out is Jesus. Jesus is the way that we can understand how to operate in our lives, how to love others, how to show that love to other people. So we make mistakes. That's the first fact I definitely want to go over. We deliberately do things that are wrong, and we know it. And there's sometimes where you do something and you don't know if it's wrong, and you like want to give yourself the benefit of the doubt, but we ultimately know that it's wrong. The Bible calls that sin. We know that, right? Every sin is bad and rightly punished rightly punishable. However, all of that sin was already punished in Christ. God chose to offer us forgiveness well before we ever did any of that. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came from Jesus Christ. That's Romans 3, 23 and 24. So that's the best news you could ever get. I 100% guarantee that that's such good news that even though you consistently might fail, even though you mess up, even though you take a step the wrong way when you know you should have gone the other way and you just don't, it's just human nature. You just freaking took the wrong step, right? Well, the good news is there's grace for that. Why did God decide to give us grace when He could punish us for everything that we did wrong? That's a great question. And the good news is because He loves us. God loves you. God loves me. God loves us. So all we have to do is accept that. The scripture I want to share with you now is, "But God demonstrates His own love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ died for us knowing that we'd mess up, knowing that we wouldn't be perfect, knowing that we could never be perfect, but knowing that we needed that help. This grace came at a cost, and that cost was His Son, was God's Son, Jesus, sacrificing His own life. He became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. For it's by grace we've been saved. So nothing you earn, nothing you have to keep, nothing you have to work for, you're done the second you're saved. Well, then what do I do with this now that I am saved, now that I am fully committed to Christ and I'm in love with what He did with me? You go out and you love others. God's commandment to you now is go out and show love to people. That's my motivation behind the podcast. That's my motivation behind living life. That we were once, you know, left for dead in a ditch somewhere. We were once just gone. We were nothing. And nothing could redeem us, or so we thought. But then someone super unexpected came and gave us the best gift ever. And pulled us out of that ditch, pulled us out of everywhere we belonged. We belonged condemned, but he set us free. Freedom, for who the Son sets free is free indeed. Completely free. So you need to now, once you know that you're saved, once you know that you're a Christian and committed to Jesus, and you have that relationship with him, the best thing to do is you need to re-identify yourself in that. If you find your identity in Christ, which if you're a Christian, you 100% should, then now you need to be established in that identity. You are no longer your past mistakes. You are no longer the things you do to mess up. I mean, all of that's a part of your journey. But the good news is God loves you all the way through it. God cares for you, and he wants the best for you. So when you mess up, don't let that keep you down. When you mess up, don't let that stop you from achieving and keeping going, because he still sees you as righteous because Jesus paid that price. So let your identity be established as a co-heir with Christ, as a child of God, a child of the Most High God. And now that I'm a child of God, I want to go out and tell people about how awesome and amazing he is. Goodness, that's so good. It's like, go out and show people how awesome God is just by the way you live. Without preaching to them, without telling them a whole bunch of scripture and everything like that, you just go out and show the joy that God gives you for life. Show them the peace that God gives you for life. And experience that daily. Experience that joy, because now we don't have any condemnation. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, we are saved. We are redeemed. We are made whole and set free. We are without blemish. We are that future amazing church that he's looking for, because he paid for that for us. So identify yourself in that and go out and show people love. Walk like Jesus in this world. Take what Jesus did to others and figure out how you can show that same love to people. When someone hits you in the face and plucks out your beard and puts a crown of thorns into your head, nails in your hands and feet, is the first thing on your lips gonna be, "Forgive them, they don't know what they're doing"? That's a challenge, right? That's huge. That's like, whoa, that's asking a little much. You know, I mean, that's asking me to forgive when they definitely deserve to recognize that they're doing the wrong thing, right? Well, I mean, there's so many opportunities we have to forgive people for what they've done to wrong us. There's so many opportunities we have to not let that affect how much joy we have in our lives. Ultimately, when you start to identify yourself not as a failure, not as a someone who just messes up all the time, not as someone who, you know, just doesn't have any freedom because of that, but you identify yourself as a child of God, and God cares about me, and Jesus wants the best for me, and is c- consistently interceding for me, you know, in the throne room. The Holy Spirit is here to empower me to walk this out daily. And yeah, I'm going to mess up, but good news. I just get right back up and start going again. I start caring again. I start loving again. We just need to understand how impactful that is on us to then live it out, walk it out each day. So this episode has been way different than my normal episodes. I feel like I preached a mini sermon. but that's only because I'm just really like encouraged by it myself, and I'm so passionate that more people recognize that fact, their identity becomes established, so they don't consistently doubt it like I used to. I used to doubt whether or not God loved me that morning, or whether or not I did enough to be okay with for him or anything like that. And that's the wrong way to start your day thinking off. Establish that identity. Claim that over yourself. Those scriptures I gave you earlier, claim it over yourself and tell yourself, I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. It's not by me. It's not nothing I did besides accepting Jesus. And I just accepted it, and it was a free gift. That's it. I mean, all you gotta do to get a present on Christmas is hold out your hands. It's yours. Or wake up. It's under the tree. Open it. That's it. Just open it every morning. Open the Word. Read the stories about Jesus. Find him, because he's sprinkled all through that whole book. And you'll find so many opportunities of how he impacted other people and how we can walk out the same thing in our lives and through his words do greater things than he did. And so let's go out there. Let's love other people. Let's go out there and forgive people that don't deserve it. Let's go out there and love our enemies. Let's go out there and, you know, show everyone what an awesome gift we received that makes us so joyful every day. And I just hope this really encourages you today. It's great news. And I hope you're overjoyed to hear it. Just remember that those scriptures and apply them. And quote them to yourself. Remind yourself that his grace is sufficient, and it's by grace, not by anything else, that we're saved through faith. So bless you, and I thank you for listening to the podcast. Hey, I haven't asked this in a long time, but if you would rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to it. Even if you want to go rate it everywhere, you can. That would be awesome. It gets the podcast heard. It gets it known. When more people rate it, it's something we can talk about and share. It shares it more with other people when people are engaging with it. So I really appreciate you taking the time to rate the podcast. And I love being here with you. If you haven't followed us on YouTube, check us out there. Check us out Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everywhere you can get a podcast. Podcast is. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful and blessed day. What's up, guys? I wanted to talk to you really quick about a brand that I got to be an ambassador of, and it's Emmaus Apparel. This shirt right here is Emmaus Apparel. They're a great company based on having gospel conversations with people and repping Jesus with your clothing. Let them know that I sent you by using coupon code REMY, Remy, in the checkout. out. You can find the link to their site attached either in my bio or commented on this video. I just wanted to let you know how awesome their apparel is. You can also scan the QR code on your screen. Go check it out now because it's pretty awesome, guys. They have a ton of different cool shirts and pieces of apparel. They have some cool stickers and they drop new products pretty often. Go check them out. Please let them know that I sent you by using code Remy for 15% off in the store. And go shop now. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. As a reminder, it's awesome when you rate the podcast on your listening platform. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please take a moment and rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you.